Well, there might be a drop in ibuprofen usage anyway because there will be fewer aching muscles because there will be no games. COVID-19 has shut down sports. All major leagues suspended their seasons. Baseball won't start. The Kentucky Derby and the French Open, tennis postponed till September. No March Madness, no Masters golf tournament. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist. I don't know what he's going to be doing. Mike, what cruelty. Just when a lot of people are told to hunker down, there's no sports to watch, could go on for months. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and I talked about this on Morning Edition today. At first, it was a little guilty saying, reaching for the remote and that game not being there. And I felt a little guilty. Oh, frivolous entertainment. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that sports are an embodiment of community and literally togetherness. And it just underlines that we're not allowed to be together. We're not allowed to provide the roar of the crowd. And beyond a distraction, it hurts and it underlines the fact that people aren't allowed to come together in the way that is the most socially sanctioned, I think, in America, which is through sports.
Right. Any leagues trying to do something to fill the gap?
Yes. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was talking on ESPN and he floated the idea of if everyone could get tested and cleared of corona, maybe there could be some distraction type charity game. But even that might not be a best case scenario or best practices, considering that the virus can be on the basketball and people can be asymptomatic. He has done a very good job, even though NBA teams have been criticized for testing their players outside the normal parameters of who gets tested. But he's just being very honest. And the public face of what all the leagues are saying is we are just in a holding pattern. We have no firm plans for when we're going to come back. We are as in the dark and worried as you are.
Well, they're part of this unemployment hike. I mean, we're not concerned about the players, but the vendors, the ticket takers, security, some people are stepping up to help them.
Yes. So, well, Major League Baseball, all 30 owners have pledged $1 million for stadium employees. Don't know how long that will keep the employees employed. NBA teams are a little more on an ad hoc basis, but most of the teams, either an owner or in some cases players like Blake Griffin and Zion Williamson, have pledged millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay their stadium employees. But, you know, we should note that there are about 55,000 people who work in NBA arenas. And that's a 40, maybe 50 day a week job. So that is not their full-time employment. So even though the NBA might be doing a great job to pay for the people who work their games, that's not going to make them whole. There are so many other events that these people will be out of a job. And then when you compare it to, say, the 150,000 movie theater employees, again, there's just a lot of pain spread all over. And I guess the NBA and the MLB is doing what it can.
Mike, we only have a few seconds, and that's all I want to devote to this. It's Tom Brady, who sent out his tweet to Patriots Nation saying, you know, I love you. I've always loved you. I'm not sure my football is taking me, which was a big lie because his football is taking him to Tampa. Your thoughts, just quickly.
He wanted better weapons, better receivers, a better offense, and a little bit of a change. And we frequently say, they're going to stay in the place they've always stayed. We did that with LeBron James, and his fans were frequently surprised. Sometimes these guys have wanderlust and just want to win now.
And he had it, and he wandered. It's okay, Tom. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist. Thank you.
You're welcome.